everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King. He loves his people. And he is serious about his love for you and me, his people. He wants us to know him. When we know him, we can live in his likeness. And we can grow from glory to glory. See, when you know the Lord, when you walk in his ways, and you study his word, you enter into another glory. When you get saved by through Jesus Christ, you've entered into the kingdom of God through salvation. It's a glory. When you experience it, you know what it is. You know that you have a reference that you will live forever. I was telling my daughter last weekend, I said, it's hard for people to imagine everlasting life. There's no way from our vantage point to show a person how valuable that is. So people, they expect to die and they don't know. They just kind of do what they want to do. And they don't see what you're talking about. But when you believe on Jesus sincerely, you have a living reference. You got the life of God in you. Now, some people slip through the cracks. They've been going to church. They just, well, I go to church. I shook the pastor's hand. Don't slip through the cracks. Make sure you believed on Jesus for real, sincerely. And then you'll know the life of God in you. You've entered into a glory. And then as you learn the things of God, every time you learn the revelation knowledge of God, whatever you need, you enter into a new glory. And we need salvation. Don't let anybody talk you out of Jesus. Now, somebody might say, well, what do you mean, preacher, when you say you enter into another glory? When you receive revelation knowledge from the Lord, you have a reference for what life is. You have a living reference. When you have if you have a business and you need knowledge for your business, and you keep having the same problem like I did years ago, and you seek the Lord for his knowledge and he give you his wisdom, you can tell right off the bat that that's going to be a blessing to you. You know that your business is going to become stable now because you have a knowledge you didn't have before. You've entered into a glory. If your body needs healing and somebody lay hands on you and you recover and get and become well, then you study the scriptures and you find out Jesus made provisions for you to have a strong, healthy body no matter what happened to you. Even missing limbs. People have been known to get missing limbs. Because the by Jesus' stripes we're healed. So when you enter into that glory realm, you know that you can be healed. And you know others can be healed. And you minister healing. See, we were born into a fallen world. Years ago, in the beginning of Adam's days, God told Adam not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, he did. Well, all of his children need salvation now because Adam was in a fallen state. He listened to the devil instead of God on something. He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he didn't obey God in that. So sin began, the process of sin began on him. When he did this, the Lord said, the day you eat off this tree, you shall surely die. Now, he lived to be 930 years. But remember, a day to God is 1,000 years. He didn't make a day. Now, in the covenant week, this is Friday evening. On Saturday, Jesus is going to start reigning. He's going to reign for 1,000 years. But he's about to move us off the earth. He's about to take his people off earth and judge it. So that's why we tell people, be ready when Jesus comes. He can come in any moment now, literally. And it's time for him to come. He can come today right now, and that'll satisfy the justice of God. But he's going to come when the Father tells him to come. Even he don't know when he's coming. So we got to be ready. Now, we got to get on board with God. This is a fallen world. And we have to be saved. Don't let people talk you out of Jesus. And don't talk anybody else out of Jesus. Because when you enter into life, you have a reference for who he is. Now, if Adam had had children before he fell, those children and the descendants of those children would still be alive, and the glory of God would shine on them. Just like it did with Adam and Eve. See, before Adam fell, the glory of Adam was clothed. Adam and Eve was clothed with the glory of God. And they didn't know they were naked till after they eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can go back and read it in Genesis chapter 3. Now, when they ate off the wrong tree, the forbidden tree, they broke God's law. They disobeyed God. The tree was put there to show them sometimes you have to reject good things, such as another man's wife or another woman's husband or somebody else's possessions. This tree, God kept that from man. He said, the day you eat off this tree, you should surely die. It's the principle that caused sin to work in Adam. And all of his children are born in after he fell. If he had children before he sinned, those children would still be alive. But after the fall, all of those children, we need salvation. Everybody needs salvation. Our best people on earth, our smartest people on earth, we all need Jesus. That's something we all got in common. Now, we got brothers and sisters that didn't get saved. And they went to hell. They wish they could come back and do it all over again. But they excluded themselves from the glory of God. They stayed on the outskirts of salvation. We got brothers and sisters that just didn't get saved. Some people have children or parents that didn't get saved. That's not necessary. Don't go to hell because somebody else did, because they don't want you to come. They don't want you to suffer like they are suffering. Preacher, you're very blunt. I am blunt. This is a serious thing. You can go to heaven. Not only that, you can grow from glory to glory, and the Lord will help you in this life. So when you grow from glory to glory, you see things for what they are. You see life the way God meant it to be. Now, the world system is a perverse way of existing. It's not life. Lust is not life. Greed is not life. See, God gave you the whole kingdom. You don't have to be greedy. You can live in his principles. He put covenant abilities in you. You have the life of God in you. We bring dead things to life. You take a man that's sincere, and they love God, and they cooperate with him. They obey him. They do what he say do. And you hire this man to work in your company. All right. He's going to do like Jesus. He's going to be positive. He's going to help people. He's going to try to do his best work. He's going to encourage goodness. He's going to pray for people when they're down. This man is valuable. He or a woman of God, they're valuable. The Lord strengthens them. When they feel down, the Lord builds them up. And even though people are wicked and work against them, they'll still love people, and they'll do their job, and they inspire people because they came to life. They may not feel successful. They may not even seem successful. But watch them over time. Everybody that really loves Jesus, watch them over time. Because if they keep on doing the ways of God, their lives will snowball and increase. Because they're growing from glory to glory. Let's look at the scripture. I love scriptures. They solve doubts. Now this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. This is where, why I say we grow from glory to glory. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, when we look at the Lord's, when we receive His ways, we learn His ways, and we operate, we do what He does, we have His success, and He helps us out. He helps us grow. He helps us deal with problems. And you don't have to be blinded by this world. People in the world system of itself, you don't see the exit door. In Satan's kingdom, he hid the way out. And he tries to get people not to look at God. That's why we got brothers and sisters that and people, cousins, that went to hell. And they went for no reason. They didn't have to go. And in this country, you have an abundance of churches and people. Most people will go to a funeral and at least hear the gospel one time in their life. It's highly probable that they will. But when they heard it, what did they do with that information? Some people, they hear about Jesus, but they don't act on it. They don't do the research. They go by somebody's opinion. They let somebody talk them out of it. They let a crazy girlfriend talk them out, or a crazy boyfriend talk them out, or a crazy friend talk them out of it. And then they always got something to say. Them people just hypocrites. Okay. You can't know that unless you enter into the kingdom of God. And hypocrites don't disqualify Jesus. And there are hypocrites out there. There are tares out there. But they don't change what Jesus did. Don't be excluded because of foolishness, because Satan will always try to stop. If you don't believe on Jesus, you will not get out of the world. You won't see the exit door. Jesus is the only way out of it. People that's depressed, they stay depressed if they don't believe Jesus and get out of it. Now, the world has a way to help you with depression. They use drugs and medicines and counsel. But nothing like what Jesus offers. Jesus gives you life. And the way you kill depression is fill your heart with His word. And you won't be depressed. A balloon without air is shriveled up like a raisin, because of the atmospheric pressure working against it. But you fill that balloon with air, it has a purpose. You put helium in it, it will float lighter than air. It can't be depressed as long as it's inflated. And neither can you as long as you receive God's word. And then you will be changed from glory to glory. You'll see what Jesus is doing. When the Lord returns, He's going to take His people off earth. He's coming back to take us away with Him. And then He's going to judge and set up a kingdom here. Now, He's going to set up the last kingdom here. And no kingdom can stop the kingdom of Jesus that when He comes. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Every broadcast is free. And this broadcast is on the audio. It's on audio page 7 in real time. You can download it to your smartphone, Apple, iPad, or Android, on your laptop, whatever you want to use, and it's free. Just go get it. And the broadcast on the website is longer than what's on the radio. We play the first 15 minutes on the radio. Now, the Lord is returning, and I want you to have the information that's on there. Also, look at the books that's on there. There's a book called The Cost of Freedom. It's on the website, newlivingletters.com. And also The Spirit of Egypt. Everything is free. You don't have to pay for it. I want you to read it. I want you to know what God is giving, what God is, has supplied us with. And this is a time you need to know the Lord. You need to be sincere, and you need him to the knowledge that he's giving. I'm just a vessel that he's using. And there are many people that love God. And the things that God has given me to give the people, I want you to have it. And I thank God that I don't have to sell it. But God is, he graced what he gave me. I want you to have it, because this is for your generation. The more you know about the Lord, the more God can use you. You're going to have children. Your children need to know the Lord. Your friends, your family. And the more when you receive the knowledge of God, you see the lies of the devil for what they really are. But without God, everything's camouflaged. And you can't see your way out. You have the same problems year after year. But guess what? With the word of God, you will master every problem you can ever have. It's just how much faith will you mix with the word of God? And how determined are you? See, Paul also said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. There's no reason for sin. Jesus came and conquered it for you. Now, you can live the life of God now. You don't have to live like a beggarly devil. You don't have to scrape and scrounge the rest of your life. Because with the life of God in you, whatever you do can work well. And see, God brings things to life. See, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how do you see man? How do you see people? He said, I see a part of myself in everybody. In everybody. It's important to me. The Lord said, let not my, he told me this way back in 1990. He said, let not my, he gave me a vision. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. And so I became a stronger student of the word of God, because I want people to see what God can do. And I want them to experience the things, the kind of things I experienced. See, I used to work on people's cars at their houses, and I saw all kind of people with all kind of problems. And at the same time, I'm going to a church and I'm seeing other people get miracles. And I wanted the people that I was seeing every day to enjoy the miracles I was seeing at church. And I said, Lord, it's so many need. I didn't know how to minister to them. You know, the Lord called me to the ministry in 1987. Even though he called me to the ministry, I still didn't know how to get the point across. So I had to learn some things. And as I learned, whatever I learned, I share it. And now he's got me on the radio, okay? I can get a broader audience that way. And I can explain things. Sometimes you don't have time to explain things to people. And then sometimes you do. And I see and everybody's going to die one day. And I want people to know God before that happens. In 86, he let me see people go to hell. He took me to hell and showed it to me. I was there as an observer. And I saw people falling into it. I saw the lake of fire. Not the place to be. It's not even necessary. God hates for people to go to hell. He wants everybody to go to heaven, but not on their terms. They got to go on his term. They got to believe on Jesus Christ. You have to acknowledge Jesus Christ. You have to get rid of your sin. Jesus Christ got rid of your sins for you. You can't do it. I can't do it. And do we deserve it? No, we don't deserve to go to heaven, but God wants us to go anyway. Jesus died in our place. The Father sent the Son. That was Jesus' sanction. He set Jesus apart just to come to earth and die for us and reign over this earth. And Jesus willingly came. He laid his life down for us. And we need to learn about God, who loves us so much that he would lay his own life down to satisfy the justice of heaven and of the Father. No devil can come and say, well, you're not, you can't go to heaven. You broke God's law. No. Jesus' blood washed away our sin and made us righteous. We believed on Jesus and we were made righteous. I'm not good because I go around doing good. I go around doing good because I was made righteous by Jesus, not of my own works. So God took this little poor man and built me, and he made me in his image. Then he saved me. And why, you know, soon as Adam and Eve fell, they made fig leaves. They made fig leaf aprons because the glory of God was gone. I said earlier, if Adam had children before he sinned, they would still be alive. They would still be young looking. And they would be clothed in the glory of God. They wouldn't need any clothes. And they won't be able to get hurt, die, or anything. Nothing on earth will be able to hurt them. Because they'll have the life of God in them. And the life of God can't be destroyed. You can shoot them with a gun. They won't die because there's no sin. Even when Jesus came, they beat him with whips. And he didn't even look like a man anymore. Now remember, he didn't get whipped by Jewish soldiers. He got whipped by Roman soldiers. And they got carried away. Jewish soldiers could only whip a man 39 times. But Roman soldiers, there was no limit. So he by his, that's why we say by his stripes, by the cuts of those wounds from that whip with glass and metal braided into it. He didn't look like a man anymore. He was so, you know, hurt for us. Then they put a crown of thorns on his head. If you get depressed, if you have mental problems, they put a crown of thorns on his head. They nailed him to that old rugged cross. And he took all that punishment. But guess what? That didn't kill him. He laid his life down. They pierced him in his side. Blood and water came out. That didn't kill him either. But he laid his life down because he didn't have any sin. And he died in our place. He laid his life down. That's the only reason he died. He didn't die from his wounds. And then after the third day, he arose. He took our sins to hell, to the lowest part, and he arose. And we have resurrection life in us. Though our bodies will die, one day the dead in Christ will rise first, and we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. In the clouds. And that day is soon approaching. Remember, no reason to be let here. Don't let anybody talk you out of heaven. Don't let anybody talk you out of Jesus. And don't let anybody keep you, hinder you from getting to know the Lord. Because when you know him for yourself, nobody can tell you that he's not. Because you know for a fact that he is. And you have a reference of peace in your heart. When I got saved, I knew that I would live forever. And I knew that God loved me. And no matter what problem I had, the Lord always helped me out of it. God is good, folks. And I want people to know how good he really is. See, people talk a big game. And they say all these... I heard an Andrew Womack today. And he was at a library. And this man argued with him. And won the, and you know, in the opinions of others, he won the argument. He asked Andrew questions, this college professor, that Andrew couldn't answer. And he felt bad because he couldn't answer some of the things that college professor said at that time. And then the college professor came to him and said, you know, he said, I want what you have. He said, I'm a professional debater. I won the debate, but I was wrong and you were right. And he said, I want what you have. And then the man got saved. See, when you have the life of God in you, there's nothing on earth that trumps that. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord and King. Stay in victory. Stay in the love of God. Be covenant appropriate, because the Lord is returning soon. Be ready and go with him when the King comes. Be like the five wise virgins.